The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Va'era. We are now studying the Parshas of Sefer Shmos, and the Parsha of Shmos and Va'era, this week's Parsha, and next week's Bay and Beshalach, they all deal with the Shibud Mitzrayim, the enslavement of Egypt, and the judgment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Egypt, and then the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus. This Parsha Va'era starts to tell us of the Eser Makos, the 10 Makos, the 10 plagues which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Mitzrayim. They start in this Parsha, and they're completed in next week's Parsha. Elo Eser Makos Asher Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem, like we say in the Haggadah, these are the 10 plagues which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Egypt. And this evening, let's devote the Shir to go into these 10 plagues to see what insights we can get. For your convenience, since we'll be dealing with these 10 plagues this evening, so we had photostated a list of the 10 plagues which are on the tables in front of you. In the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Lamed Beis, the Maral brings a Medrash. Lomo, where the Medrash asks on each plague, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring this plague in particular? Lomo Loku Badam, the first plague was blood, where Aaron was commanded to strike the Nile River, and it turned into blood. Because the Egyptians prevented the daughters of Israel from purifying themselves in the mikvos, in the rivers, from their dam, from their blood, the Egyptians did this because they did not want Klal Yisrael to multiply. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the river into blood. Makas Fadim, second plague was frogs, where Aaron was commanded to strike the river, and from there came eventually tremendous numbers of frogs, and they went into the house of Pare, and they went into the houses of his servants, and all over Egypt. Shelakach hevi aleihem svadim lefi shoya emrim liYisrael lohavi lehem mishpatzim v'ramoshim. Lakach hevi aleihem svadim. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu brought this one is because the Egyptians forced Klal Yisrael to go and find all types of shpatzim v'ramoshim, all types of reptiles, lizards, crabs, and different things like that, to catch for them and to bring it to them so they could eat them. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Sfadim, the frogs, in such an abundance where it became a plague. Makas Kinin, the third plague, was where Aaron was commanded to strike the dust of the earth, and it turned into lice. The fish of Israel mechabdim chutzeis u'shvokim, lekach ne'apem aforem lekinim. Because Klal Yisrael, the Jews, were forced to sweep and to clean all of the marketplaces and all of the courtyards in the streets of Egypt. So all of the time they were sweeping the dust. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the dust and he turned it into lice which attacked the Egyptians. Orev, the fourth plague was Orev. There was an abundance and a mixture of all type of wild beasts that came and attacked the people. Lefish amru l'Yisrael ohavi lahem duvin v'aroyis. L'kach hevi aleihem orav. Because Klal Yisrael were forced to go and to hunt bear and lions and other types of wild animals for the Egyptians. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all of these wild beasts in tremendous multitudes, and they came and they attacked the people. Dever alome hevi aleihem, mimnei sho'emrim liYisrael lirei seinon behorim ubemidbores. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani eretz seinon. Why did he bring Dever? The fifth plague was Dever. That was a disease, an animal disease, which struck all of the animals. Because Klal Yisrael were forced to become shepherds and cattlemen, herdsmen, for all of the sheep and the cattle of the Egyptians. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're taking my children and making them your shepherds and your herdsmen, I will take care of your sheep and your herds. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought disease to kill them all. Also, that they shouldn't have any sheep left. Shechin. The next plague was Shechin. Shechin was a disease which struck the people. And it was a disease in the form of sores and boils. A particular type. Now this Shechin, Rashi tells us in Chumash and the sages, there's a type of sore which comes from heat. When there is an overabundance of heat in the human body, so it develops these types of sores and boils. And this is what the word Shechin means, an overabundance of heat. Why did Hashem bring this on the Egyptians? Because the Egyptians enslaved Klal Yisrael and made them constantly prepare their hot baths for them. They had to heat up, they had to bring water and heat up the water to prepare all of the bathing facilities for the Egyptians. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this heat, brought these sores and boils on the people to the point where they weren't able to bathe. Borod, the seventh plague was Borod. That is where Moshe took his staff and he created Borod hail. Loma hevi aleihem lefisha shomin aysom neitim kromim lekach loka beborod gafnam. Because the Klal Yisrael were forced to plant vineyards for the Egyptians. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought hail, which destroyed all of the vineyards. The same reason we can say for Arba. For some reason, the Arba is not brought here, but I imagine that would be the same reason. The eighth plague was Arba, which were locusts. Locusts came since Klal Yisrael were forced. Since Klal Yisrael were forced to plant all types of gardens and fields for Klal Yisrael, for the Egyptians, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Arba, which came and destroyed all of those fields. Simon. We were just referring to the eighth plague. The eighth plague was Arba, locusts. Because Klal Yisrael were forced to farm and to plant for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought locusts, which destroyed everything that they forced them to plant. Test, the ninth plague was Cheshech. Darkness came to Egypt. And this the Medrash says, Hevi aleihem shohayu b'Yisrael reshoim. In Klal Yisrael they were reshoim, they were Yisraelim, Jews, who were not believers. Lohayu reitzim lotzeis. They did not believe in the Gula and the redemption. And they didn't want to leave Egypt. Came time to leave, Egypt basically was a very good land. And came time to leave, they didn't want to. Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem cheshech shelo yiru Mitzrayim b'mapoloson shekulam meisa b'shleishi sh'me'afeilo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on them darkness, and during the 3 days of darkness, then he killed all of these Jews, and he didn't want Egypt to see the downfall of the Jews. Therefore he did this under the cover of darkness. Yud, Makas Becheres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the tenth plague, which was the smiting of the firstborn. Lefi shesh avdu b'Yisrael shenikru b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Because you took my son, my firstborn. Klal Yisrael is referred to as the firstborn. Right? And you took my firstborn, my son, so therefore, and enslaved him, so therefore I will enslave you, I will destroy you. This is the reason of the Makas Becheiris, the smiting of the firstborn. So here we have very direct reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all of the 10 plagues on Egypt. Because in each one, it was a retribution against what the Egyptians, in particular, did to Klal Yisrael. Now the reason for this is that even though there are many other reasons in the 10 plagues, and even though there are many deep reasons which the sages give us, and we'll go into it a little more just now, but nevertheless, the plagues also had to be directly parallel to what the Egyptians did, for two reasons. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings retribution, the sages say he always brings it mido keneged mido. He brings it where it's parallel to what was done. Actually, this is not only in a case of retribution, in a case of punishment, but this is in a case of reward also. That he always repays the person, whether it's for good or not for good, he repays him exactly in accordance with what the person did. And this is the principle which we refer to, the sages refer to as mido keneged mido. That just what you did, Kodesh Baruch Hu rewards you accordingly. So therefore, even though there might be deeper reasons as to what the reason for each plague was, but still it had to be, it had to correlate with something that the Egyptians did. And especially here by Egypt, because if you recall, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu and he told him, this was many years ago, that your children are going to be enslaved by a nation which they do not know. They will be gerim, they will be strangers, aliens, and they will be enslaved, and they will be afflicted. But he promised Avraham that the nation that will do this to them, I will judge. And the word don, judge, means din. Justice must be done. And justice is that exactly what they did, they will get back. Deen is very important. Sometimes we hear modern concepts that we should not avenge. See? This doesn't exist by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill nekomas. He's the almighty of revenge. He commands many times Klal Yisrael nekom, go and revenge. Because otherwise it's not justice. And since he told Avraham, Megam Agoy Asher, the nation that will do this, Don Enechi, I will judge them, means that he will bring upon them exactly what they brought upon Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the first thing, the first interpretation is like the Medrash brings, we have to understand what did the Egyptians do to deserve all of these makos. So therefore the Medrash tells us, brought blood because they didn't want the daughters of Israel to purify from their blood. In the waters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the waters to blood. He brought the frogs because they made Klal Yisrael bring them all kinds of skotzim and amoshim, so he brought frogs upon them. He made them sweep all of the marketplaces from all of the dust. See, he, from the dust he turned into lice and so forth and so on. We can still ask, why did he bring them in this order? It's true These were all the makos which were necessary for the Egyptians. But why in this order? The reason for this order. This the Gevurah Hashem brings in Perek Lamed Daled. Is because Parai, who was the great monarch and tyrant of the time, he was the king of Egypt, and Egypt was the mightiest land in the world. And one of the reasons is because of Yosef Atzadik, because of Joseph. Joseph had built up Egypt to where it was Malakit Kol Kesef Shebalei Olam, had gathered up all the wealth in the world because of the great famine. And they were a very powerful empire, which made Parai a world known tyrant. Now Parai was kafir, the b'metzias Hashem. He was an atheist or an idolater, and he denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see this? Last week said when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go to Parai and tell him to let my people go. So near the end of Parshas Shemos, in Shmais Hei, Posuk Beis, Keyamar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shalach Esbi Es Ami V'Yachogu Li Bamidbar. Posuk Aleph and Reis. This is what you should say to Parai. Send out my nation so that they can serve me in the desert. Vayema Parai, and Parai said, Mi Hashem, who is this God? Asher Eshma Bekele, that I should listen to his voice. L'Shalach Es Yisrael, to send free the Israelites. Who is he? L'Yedati Es Hashem, I don't know this God. And I will not send out Israel. Okay. So Parai was kafir b'metzias Hashem. He denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly and explicitly, he says, Mi hu Hashem. Mi Hashem. Who is this God that I should listen to his voice? Lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know him. Now the fact that Parai did this, a leader has tremendous influence on his followers. Parai, being a king of a nation, and perhaps the mightiest king of that time, so had a tremendous influence on all of Egypt. So Parai influenced the world into kfirah, into denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see this today also. But this was Parai. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want war? We'll have war. I will force you to publicly admit and to publicly declare that I am the God. Therefore, he brought these makos, these plagues. Each one that he brought, the first one struck at the lowest level, to see that perhaps Parai would do tshuva. He would repent, because he would see that he's dealing here with a mighty force. Then the second one struck at a little higher level, to show him that it's even a greater force. Third one at even a higher level. And so on. Each time trying to get Parai to submit to the realization who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And this is why the Almighty brought these in this order. The first makah was dam, blood. Now the blood came from the waters of the river. The lowest level in the creation is water. Like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like it says in the Torah, he created the earth, Besamayim Asher Tachas Oretz, and he created the water which is below the earth. So the first marker was struck at the lowest level to show Parai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs this level. Parai didn't turn back. So came the second marker, the second plague, which was Fadea, the frogs. This struck the various creatures that live in the water. Third plague was kinim, was lice. This struck the dust of the earth. Okay. The dust of the earth is the lowest level on the earth, but it's higher than the water. Still he didn't turn back. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Orev. This was a mixture of wild beasts. This was a plague which struck or involved the creatures which lived on the earth. The fifth plague was Dever. Dever was a disease which struck all of the animals. This was a plague which was in the atmosphere of the land, because disease come from germs. So this was a disease, some type of fever that went from one to the other. So this was transmitted through the atmosphere, through the air. So here we're going to a higher level now, which is above the earth. Next plague was Shechin. That's the sores and the boils, and as mentioned, that comes from an unbalance of heat in the body. Now, heat comes from the source of fire. It states when the Almighty created the world, He created it with four basic elements. With Ofor, that was with earth, with Mayim, water, Ruach, air, and Esh is fire. And He used these four principles in all of creation. All of creation has these four principles in them, except the balances are different. So heat comes from the source of fire. Fire is already a higher level than air, because this already has a source of gases. So this was the next level. The seventh plague was Borod. Borod was the hail. Now hail comes from the heavens. Each time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Paray that He's the master of the universe, step by step, showing His strength higher and higher. So therefore the seventh plague was the Borod, the hail, which came from the heavens. The eighth plague was Arba, the locusts, that this came from the creatures that fly in the heavens. The ninth plague was Cheshech, darkness, because here HaKadosh Baruch Hu struck at the sun. Why was the darkness? Because the sun was forced to eclipse, it was forced to withhold its light. So this was a plague at the sun, which is already the highest physical creature in the world. The tenth plague was Makas Becheves, smiting of the firstborn. This struck at the Nishmas HaOdam, at the soul of the person. The soul of the person is the highest creation. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. So in order to get Paray to submit and publicly declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and to retract his statement, Mi Hashem, Ashereshma Bekele, who is this God that I should listen to His voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him step by step. And finally, Paray submitted. He said, Etzbe Elekimhi. Finally, he had to admit. In the beginning, he kept saying, this is kishuf, this is sorcery, this is trickery, something else. Finally, he said, Etzbe Elekimhi. This is the finger of the Almighty. Hashem HaTzadik. God is the righteous. And he got up in the middle of the night, and he forced Klal Yisrael to go. Originally, he wanted to make compromises. He said, don't go so far, or go without your animals. In the end, he said, go, take all of your animals, and I'll give you also. Finally, he submitted. But it's interesting to note that when he referred to the plagues, he said, Etzpe Elokim, the finger of the Almighty. Why the finger of the Almighty? A finger refers to an individual aspect. A person has a hand. A hand encompasses all of the fingers. And the finger refers to an individual aspect. So far he had only seen individual aspects of the Almighty. For example, he saw each plague by itself, each one striking out at a different level. Or, for example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the water into blood, it was of the Nile River. It didn't affect all the rivers in the world. It was just the Nile River. So he had seen specific aspects, and therefore he called this an etzba, this is a finger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't satisfied at this yet. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was determined for generations, forever, to bring a Gilui Hashem, where he would reveal himself to Klal Yisrael and to the world, that he was the Melech Malchei Amlochim, that he was the king over everything, not just an etzba, not over a specific facet. The idolaters of those days, it was a very popular theory that there were different forces that ruled different aspects of the world. There was the god of fire, and there was the god of the water, so forth. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show that he is the Melech HaKol. There's nothing beyond him. So we find that after the Esra Makis, the 10 plagues, when Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt, there were still another 3 steps. Immediately after they went out of Egypt, 7 days later, they came to the Red Sea. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed another miracle, the Kriyas Hayam, the splitting of the sea. And the splitting of the sea, there it's referred to as a Yad HaChazoka, that they saw the Yad HaChazoka, the strong hand. It's not referred to as the etzpah, as the finger anymore. Why? Because there it was not a specific facet. If you strike one river, that's a limited area. If you strike the sea, Kol HaNecholim Holchim Eitzel HaYam, all the rivers go into the sea. And according to the sages, the seas are all connected. When it comes to the seas, the oceans, this is all one body of water. Like it says in the creation of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yam, one body of water. And it states in Chazal, when the sea split, Kol Mayim Shebe'ilam, all water split. So they didn't see a specific facet. They saw something which was all-encompassing. There it was referred to as the Yad HaChazoka, the Yod HaChazoka, an entire hand. So that was a new level, another level. But still HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not satisfied, because that shows that he rules all of the waters in the world. But there are other things in the world besides water. Immediately after they crossed the sea, it states in the at the end of Bishalach, in the same parasha, where the sea was split, at the end of the Bishalach it states that Vayove Amalek, that Amalek came to Vayilochem im Yisrael berefidim, came to fight with Klal Yisrael. So Moshe sent Yeshua to fight against them, and Moshe kept his hands up while they were fighting. And this is at the end of Parshas Bishalach, Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. Vihi vayhi yodo v'emuna ad bei hashemesh. And Moshe's hands were stayed up until the sunset. So the Chazal darshan that the sun stood still. Yeshua with Moshe were able to stop the sun from setting in order to destroy all of Amalek before darkness came. There's a prophecy that we had before that Yaakov gave to his sons when he blessed the sons of Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, that he said, you'll have a son that will come out from here, that his reputation will go throughout the entire world. So there Rashi brings, this is Yeshua. Because when Yeshua stopped the sun, the whole world knew about it. The sun was stopped over the entire world. They wanted to find out what happened, and they found out. So here we see a new level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that he's a master over the sun also. And the sun is the most powerful physical force in the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, he called it the Mor HaGodol, the great light, which would physically rule physical nature. So this was another level now. But this showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules not only over all of the waters, which is in the land, but he rules also over the sun, which is in the heavens. Then there was one final level. Immediately after, they fought Amalek. Then they went to Har Sinai. And 49 days later, after the going out of Egypt, so they received on Har Sinai the Torah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayered Hashem al Ahor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountains. Then there was all types of fire and thunder and kalis and so forth. And the Mechilta tells us, the Mechilta in Yisrael, Shekora Hashemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Helyenim, that the heavens opened up. Not only the heavens where the sun is, but the Shmei Hashemayim. There are heavens beyond those heavens. The heavens where the sun is, that's still part of the natural creation. But there is a creation beyond the natural creation. And that's the Shmei Hashemayim. And when he gave the Torah, so even the upper heavens opened up, the Her Elohim, and he showed this to the people on Sinai. She'ein od zulase, that there is no one besides him. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Ha'tareis ha'das, ki Hashem hu elekim ein od. That I have shown you to understand that Hashem hu elekim, that God, he is the master of the world, ein od, there is nothing besides him. So it started from the lowest level and it went to the highest level. First he struck the water, which was lower than the earth, then the earth, then the atmosphere, and so forth and so on. And then, after the Yeser Makis, he struck the entire sea, the whole system of water in the world, then the sun, and then the Shmei HaShomayim, the upper heavens, were opened, to show that Ein Od Milvado, that there is no one besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this was all done in converse to Paray, who brought to the world this great kfira, this great denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when a king like that can say, Mi Hashem asher eshma bekele, who is this God that I should listen to his voice? Lo yodati, I don't know him, and I will not send out his nation. This is the reason for the order, the particular order of these 10 plagues. There's a great deal of teachings which our sages tell us of the 10 plagues. And this evening, let us go into one further aspect. There's another medrash. The medrash is in Tanchuma Parshas Bo'i and also in Shmais Rabo, Bo'eiro, in our Parsha, Yud Beis. And here the Medrash comes as another aspect to the meanings of these 10 plagues. The Medrash says, Esther Makis Halolu. These 10 plagues Shleish Mehem Nasu al Yedei Aaron. We find that Aaron, He is the one who performed the first three plagues. The Torah says that the first three plagues, the first one was blood. It says, Daber al Aaron. Tell Aaron to strike the river, it's to turn into blood. Svadeya, when it came to the frogs, it says tel arek. Kinim, when it came to the lice, it says tel arek. Those three plagues, it says specifically arek. Rashi brings one reason on that. Rashi says it because since the waters protected Mesha, because the daughter of Parai concealed Mesha in the reeds of the water, and also since the earth protected Mesha, because when Mesha v'yaches amitzri, when he killed the Egyptian, he concealed him in the earth. So therefore it's not right for Mesha to plague that which protected him. So here we learn, the sages say, how careful we have to be about anything or anyone that ever did good for you. It says, a well which you once drank from, even though you don't need it anymore, do not throw stones into it. And therefore, it was not derech eretz for Mesha to strike the water of the earth. Therefore, daber el arek. That's one reason. But the Medrash here in Tanchuma is going to say another reason. So it says, we find that the first three plagues, these were through arek. Shleisha mehem nasa ide Mesha. Then the Medrash says, three were performed through Mesha. Which three are those? The last three, except Makas Bechedis, the final one. In other words, the seventh and the eighth and the ninth, which was Borod, hail, Arba Lokes, and Cheshech, darkness. Those three were performed through Mesha. Shleish Mehem Ayide HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And three were performed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Which three were those? These were the two of the middle ones, Orov and Dever, right? That would be the fourth and fifth. Orov was the mixture of animals, and Dever was the sickness which was brought to the animals. And the last one, Makas Bechedis. So we have that the first three were by Aaron. The last three, except Makas Bechedis, the seventh, eighth, and ninth, this was by Mesha. The fourth and the fifth, and the tenth. These were by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's nine. V'achas al yedei kulam, and one was performed by all three of them. Makas Shechina. When it came to the boils, to the sores, this was performed by all three. Shenemar, as it states, mole chofneichem, pia hakifshem, as it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Mesha and Aaron, fill up your hands from the soot of the furnaces, and then Mesha was instructed to throw it into the sky, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it and spread it all over Egypt, and it became sores and boils. So three were through Aaron, three were through Mesha, three were by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one was through all three of them. Now why? What's the reason for this? So the Medrash says, Makas dam sad fadei and kinim. When it came to the plagues of blood and frogs and lice, that was ba'oretz. That was on the land. So therefore, Ali de Aaron shisholat ba'oretz. This was through Aaron, who Aaron was someone who could rule the land. Makas borad arbe cheshech. When it came to hail and to locusts into darkness, shoyu ba'avir. This was in the sky. That was Ayde Mesha, shekach shelet Mesha be'oretz u'b'shamayim. So this, it took someone greater, Mesha, who could rule over both the land and the skies, and the heavens. Now, this is what the Medrash says. So the Maral explains as follows. In the world that the Almighty created, we find three sections. We have a section of the earth, we have a section of the heavens, and then we have a third section. It's not exactly a third section, but a third facet of those that dwell of the yishuv, of the civilization. So you have the earth, you have the heavens, and then you have civilization. Now there is no doubt that the civilization is more important than the heavens and the earth, because the whole purpose of the heaven and the earth is to create a mokum, to create a place for civilization. When it came to the first three makis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu struck at the earth. He struck at the water of the river, turned it into blood. He struck at the water to bring out frogs. And he struck at the earth to bring kinim, to bring lice. So he was striking at the earth. There were three other plagues which he struck at the heavens. He struck at the heavens to bring hail, struck again at the heavens to bring the locusts, and struck again at the heaven to bring darkness. So that was the second section. Then there was three other plagues which struck at the dwellers of the world. This was Orav, where he brought a mixture of animals, of wild animals, to attack the people. So this was a plague in which he plagued all of these wild animals. These are the beasts which live in the world. Then he brought a disease which killed the cattle and the sheep. So again he was striking at the animals of the earth. And then he killed the firstborn. So we see that if we take these nine plagues, they're divided up into three sections. Three struck at the earth, three struck at the heavens, and three struck at the dwellers of the earth, at the heavens. Now the first three that struck at the earth, this was given to Aaron to do. Because Aaron, like the Medrash says, Aaron was Shelit Alo Oretz. Aaron's level was where he could rule the earth. So he was given those three. The three which struck at the heavens, this was given to Mesha. Because Mesha was Sholat Halo Oretz V'Ala Shomayim. Mesha could rule over the earth and the heavens. Therefore, those three were given to Moshe. When it came to striking the dwellers of the earth, that was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the plagues which affected the animals and the people, Shleish Elu Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these three were through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even though that we find that Aaron struck the river and frogs came out, or he struck dust and lice came out, or Moshe struck the heavens and locusts came, this is not considered from the Yishuv, this is not considered from civilization of the world. These are extremities. The reptiles that live in the sea, or the locusts that come, this is not the center of the world, this is not civilization of the world. Civilization of the world are the people and their animals. And this also went in an order, because first he struck Orav, the wild animals, in which he just made them go berserk, and they came into all of these cities to devour the people. So this was against the wild animals. Now wild animals are part of civilization, because civilization uses them. But they're not the center of civilization. Next was Dever, where he brought disease against the cattle and sheep. Now we're getting closer to the center of civilization, because cattle and sheep are the animals which serve man. And the third of this set is where he struck against the Becheres, the firstborn. This is the center of civilization. And we find also that The first set was against the earth. The last set was against the heavens. The set which went against the dwellers, that basically was in the middle. The two were in the middle. That was the fourth and the fifth. Except the last one, the tenth one, was Makkas Becheiris. Really, all three should have been in the middle. Except the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely delayed the Makkas Becheiris till the end, because he said this was his greatest Makkah. And he kept it for the end. But otherwise, that also would have been in the middle. Why? Because Yishuv is always in the center. This is an important, very important principle. We mentioned many times that when the Almighty created the world, He used the same principles. He used the same principles for the physical world, for the spiritual world, for the emotional world, for the intellectual world. Same principles, they just have to be adapted accordingly. If you look on a map, you look at geography, you'll find that in the extremities of the world, no one lives. It's either water or frozen wasteland. The main yishuv is always be'emsa, always in the middle. This is a reason why it's brought also that Eretz Yisrael's be'emsa ilm, the Chazal tell us. That Eretz Yisrael, when it was created in the middle of the world. The Beis HaMikdash was the middle of the world. And this is why also Torah, which was given to Yaakov, and Yaakov was called Yeshurun, which means Yoshur, straight. Because if a line goes straight, it goes in the middle. If you turn it to the right, it's going to go off on an extremity. If you're going to turn it to the left, it's going to go off on an extremity. So that's why when it came to striking against the dwellers of the earth, those three plagues were in the middle. They were the fourth and the fifth, and it would have been the sixth also, except the Makkas Becheiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held to the last, like we mentioned. So the first three were against the earth. This was given to Aaron. Next three were another extremity against the heavens. This was given to Moshe. And the third three, which were against the dwellers of the earth and the heaven, the dwellers of the world, this was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have one more. And that was Shekin. And on that the Medrash says, this was Alidei Shlesho, Alidei Kulam. It was done through all three. Now what was so different about this one? It says in the Torah, by Shekin, this is found in Arpasha, Shmos, Tes, Posuk Ches. Vayema Hashem al Meshe ve'al Aaron. Hashem said to Meshe and Aaron, Kichu lachem melei chofneichem. He spoke to both of them. See? This is the only one that he spoke to both, that they both should involve themselves in the actual execution of the plague. Kichu lachem melei chofneichem. Take full of your fists of Pia HaKivshon, of the ash from the furnaces and from the fireplaces. If you recall, we mentioned Shekin is a boil and a sore which comes from an unbalance of heat. And if you notice, the source came from the ash of the fire. Uzrokei Meisha. But when it came to throwing it, only Meisha should throw it. So they both were commanded to take all of their fistfuls of this ash, then put it all into Mesha's hands, Uzroke Mesha Ashamaima, and Mesha should throw it into the heavens, La'ene Pare. Bohoye La'ovok, I'll call Eretz Mitzroyim. And from there it became dust over all of Egypt. How did it become dust over all of Egypt? That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in. Aaron and Mesha took it together. Then it was given to Mesha to throw into the heavens. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it into dust that would fall all over Egypt. And it settled on all of the people, all of the animals, and all of the people and all of the animals, and it became the Shekin, the sores and boils. So all three involved themselves. Now this plague was different than all of the others. This struck at the person. Since it struck at the person, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be involved, like we mentioned. But at the same time, it didn't kill the person. It didn't strike at the nefesh, at the very life of the person. It wasn't like the orev, it wasn't like the dever, which was a disease which killed all of the animals. So it struck at the life of the animal. It wasn't like Makas Becheiris, which was a disease that killed man. Or it wasn't like Orev, which also struck at the life of the animal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a plague that made all of the animals go berserk and started to go into the cities and devour the people, which also affected the nefesh. So that's why those three HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved himself alone in. This struck at the people, but in no way did it affect the nefesh, the very life. It just became an injury to them. It became a nuisance or an injury to them. So it actually only struck at the goof, at the bosser, at the flesh of the person. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, because it affected the dwellers of the earth. Aaron was involved, because the goof, the body of the person, is created mina ofer. Torah says when he created the body of man, he created him from ofer, from the dust of the earth. And Aaron was in charge of smiting the earth. And Moshe was involved because man's body, even though it was created from the earth, but also had all of the principles of creation in it. Like we mentioned before, that the four elements, all of the elements of creation, the four elements which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used for creation, which was earth and water, liquids, fluids, and air and heat, and every creation has components of these elements, so man's body also does. So therefore a man's body is a combination of the earth and of other, the other elements also. Therefore Moshe was called in, and Aaron, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this affected the dwellers of the people. So this is the explanation in the Medrash, which states three were ala oretz. Three struck the earth. And this was by Aaron, who ruled over the earth. Three struck the heavens. This was by Moshe, who ruled over the earth and the heavens. Three were by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These were the three which affected the living beings on the earth. And one was by all three. And this was Shechin, which encompassed all three levels. So here we have some insights at various depths of the Yesod Makos. But firstly, the 10 plagues were brought in direct retribution for 10 different acts that Egypt did to Klal Yisrael. The reason for that is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu acts towards the people exactly the way they act towards him. Mido keneged mido. And particularly in this case, because he had promised Avraham that that your children will be strangers in a land which is not theirs, be avodum ve'inu aysom, and they will be enslaved and afflicted. The gam agoy asheyas don enechi, and the nation that will do this, I shall judge. The word don is judge, din, which means exact justice from them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to exact and extract justice from them. Therefore, the Chazal, the sages, show us how he exacted and extracted justice from them at every point. But he had other reasons also why particularly these makis, and why particularly this order. Could have brought them in a different order. So the reason for the order So we said, because here he was dealing not only with a conflict, but Paray had brought a darkness to the world of kfira, of denial in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was spread throughout the whole world, since Paray was the king of the major empire of the world at that time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had vowed that through Paray, his name will be known throughout the whole world. So he struck at every level. First the lowest level, the waters, then the earth. Those that dwelled in the waters, those that dwelled in the earth, and then at the atmosphere, and then at the gases, the fires, and then at the heavens, and those that dwell in the heavens, and so forth, until finally the Nishmai Sa'odam, the soul of man. And until Paray finally publicly declared, Etz Belekim, this is the finger of Hashem, Hashem HaTzadik, God is the righteous. But he went further, the Almighty, because here he only revealed to the world that he governs various forces in the world at various times, and particular forces. He then struck the Yam, the sea which encompasses all of the water in the world. And when Klal Yisrael saw this, it says, V'ro'as ha'yod ha'chazok. They saw the hand, the strong hand. This was all encompassing. And then, shortly afterwards, the sun was struck, which he rules not only the waters, but the heavens. And then the Shemei HaShemayim and Mahan Torah, the heavens opened up where they saw even beyond the heavens. Torah Soladas, they were given to know. She'ein od milvado, that there is no one else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was all contrary, totally contrary, the antithesis to Paray. So this was the reason of this order. And then in addition to that, we see that they came in actually four sections. Three which struck the land, and that was through Aaron, and three which struck the heavens, this was through Moshe, and three which struck those that dwelled in the lands, this was through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one which encompassed all three areas, and that was through all three of them. This gives us some explanations in the Eser Makis and what we can learn from this. And it's worthy to note that this is the cornerstone of Ar Emunas Hashem, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because here he revealed himself to Israel and to the whole world. So this is the cornerstone of our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when he said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, which is the prime mitzvah, the first of the Ten Commandments, he said, Hasher Otzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, that took you out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery. We should Mizeche to gain insights and understanding in this, and through this strengthen evermore our emuna, our belief in our Kodesh Baruch.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@yGj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.